Welcome to episode 456. What's hard about being human? Well, it turns out lots of things. One of those is that having human relationships with other humans is pretty much one of the hardest things about being human. And over the years that I've been studying, applying, healing, and trying to grow my brain from all of the amazing insights I've gotten from the world of personal development, it leaves me wanting to make a correction about where social media has told you the wrong thing about how to be the best version of yourself, how to be the best human in a community of humans, in relationship with other humans. It's simple to understand and very hard to apply, and I want to correct it so that you've got the perfect picture to be able to actually make change. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? Welcome back to another Coaching with Maddie episode. The idea here is that I answer client questions that are recurring over the years. The idea is that I respond to social media stuff, which is up in trending land of popularity or that needs to be corrected or to express my opinion on something. But really, mainly, it's the stuff that's coming around time and time and time again, be it clients, social media, podcast listeners that I want to answer with these episodes. So this year, it's my mission to support 500 people to achieve real weight loss. And by real, I mean dealing with what's really weighing you down and not just the number on the scale. So if that's work that you want to do in a real way, commit, invest, all that kind of stuff, then the link is down in the show notes or the caption below to make an inquiry, to chat to myself or my team, or get you into the system that we've got that'll help you change your life, basically. All right, so the thing that I want to talk to you about today that I think social media has gotten very wrong is talking about what is hard being a human. And as I said, one of the hardest things is being in relationship with other humans. Now, what's the hard part of that, right? The hard part of that is where our ego is in the conversation or is in any aspect of our life, really. Because our ego is very attached to ideas, beliefs, ways of doing things, habits, patterns, that kind of thing. And we're often wrestling our ego every step of the way when we want to make change. And our ego is often the thing that feels offended or judges other people. Because it's all about protection, deflect, deflect, deflect. We're perfect. We're amazing, blah, blah, blah. And so I think one of the things that social media is sort of builds up is that because social media is about putting yourself out there and it's about you capturing footage and videos and content of yourself being amazing, is that it leans itself to this bias, the personal development movement as a whole, but particularly the version of it that we feel inspired by on social media, is that it leans you into this idea that what you should be focusing on is the really hard stuff. And the hard stuff, and I'm not taking away from the fact that this is hard stuff, but it'll make sense when I finish, right? But people think that the hard stuff is standing up for yourself. And social media is all about capturing a moment where you stand up to a man or you stand up to your mother or you stand up to your partner or you stand up to your boss. And it's really empowering. And 100%, that's hard work. I'm not doubting that for a second, but it, like I said, it'll make sense in a second. One of the other things is that people think it's really, really hard to have a serious conversation with somebody, to sit someone down and say, I got a problem with you and we need to fix that because I like you enough to not want you to leave my life. Now, again, it is a hard thing to do. But again, this is something that is empowering. Another thing, putting a boundary in place. Now, the reason that I think that these three things, standing up for yourself, having serious conversations with people you care about and putting a boundary in place, the reason I think that they're hard, but not that hard, is because they're empowering. They're about you building up a really strong sense of self and energy and saying, right, and it's really empowering. And we all should be doing that as part of our normal life and experiencing the empowerment and the self-respect that comes from doing all of those things. But one thing that I think is really important to, I guess, draw your attention to here is that things that make you feel strong and powerful, once you start practicing in them, they get easier and easier to do, right? Because they make you feel strong and powerful. The real things that are hard are the things that most people don't put on social media. They don't have a camera there to capture it, right? They don't have a moment that they can play out perfectly, where they walk away feeling amazing and proud of themselves and having crushed the competition or put somebody back in their place. And so, whilst the other things are difficult, here's what is really hard. And the reason it's really hard is because you're not filming it, no one's going to like it, no one's going to share it, and you're going to feel awkward and weird and embarrassed and like an idiot when you do it. Okay? So here's what's really hard. And these are the things that really require your attention, more so than the other stuff. All of it needs your attention, but here's the stuff that some people never change. Because in my experience with personal development and therapy and healing and that kind of thing, a lot of people stop at the self-empowerment stage because it feels fucking amazing, right? To have this power to put boundaries in place and show up for yourself and all of that kind of stuff. But the hard stuff is saying, I love you, saying, I'm proud of you, saying sorry, and not just through gritted teeth, but genuinely meaning that you are sorry. Sitting in the mud of your own mistakes, sitting in front of the person, not filming yourself crying on an Instagram Live or on TikTok, but actually sitting in the room with the person who is hurting because of the decisions you made, right? And there might be small decisions or major decisions, right? And the second step to that is forgiving people that hurt you. That's a really hard thing to do. And another one, admitting that you're wrong. Again, that's the ego conversation that I mentioned before. Your ego feels all sorts of layers of defensiveness and retaliation and protectiveness by admitting we're wrong. And sometimes we do these things just to placate the other person when we actually don't believe that we're wrong. And it's okay to actually be there. That's a whole sit down, talk to that person about agreeing to disagree. But the point is, when you're wrong, you've been called out, it's been brought to your attention that, like, yeah, I did the wrong thing. I said the wrong thing. I chose the wrong path. Admitting you're wrong to the face of that person, not in a text message, at the very least on a phone call, because there's a huge lack of emotional context when you do things via text or via social media or sharing things that are text. We want the human element. We want voice. We want touch. We want vision. We want to be able to see the person in front of us. At the very least, a phone call so that it's auditory. The second to that, a video call so you can see their face. Third to that is then being in person with somebody. That is the hard shit. That's the really hard shit that no one's filming because people fumble through it. People get it wrong. People are wrestling their ego every step of the way, me included. You know, when I've got to be like, oh shit, I really fucked up there. Or, yeah, I got that wrong. I'm sorry. I made a poor choice. My ego is fighting me every step of the way to the point that sometimes what I'm trying to apologize and my ego will curtail my words and I'll put a bit of attitude into it. You know, that kind of like, yeah, well, fuck you for making me lose. Fuck you for making me apologize, which is not actually happening, but it's our conditioning. And so the really hard stuff is the stuff that doesn't feel empowering. That's saying, I love you, saying I'm proud of you, saying I'm sorry, sitting there and paying the cost for your mistake. And that cost a lot of the time is going to be just sitting in an uncomfortable company for an evening or a couple of days, right? Admitting you're wrong and asking for help. That's another one that's huge, is that people feel like they've failed if they have to ask for help. And the reality is we are pack animals. Every person I've ever met feels better when they're able to help somebody. And so something that shows self-respect to you in the same way as the empowering strong stuff is also having the strength to say, hey, can I get a bit of a hand to move house? Can I get a bit of a hand with cooking dinner? Can I get a bit of a hand to do this particular project? Can I get a bit of a hand to do this? I'm sort of thinking right now, there's a side version of that, which is, hey, can you join me in doing this task simply because I don't want to do it alone, right? And so all of these things are really fucking hard, and that's not the stuff that people film and put on social media because it's not the strong, empowering, resilience-building, character-building stuff that social media will get behind. And everyone will get in the comments and be like, you go, girl. Yeah, fuck that guy. Like, good on you. But this is the stuff where if it was filmed, people would see that you're imperfect. People would see that you're not great at a bunch of stuff. And that even the way that you apologize or ask for help or whatever is weird and awkward and embarrassing. That's the real stuff. And the reason I started this podcast episode talking about human relationships is because it's those relationships that we've got stories about and narratives about that make doing these things so hard, because we fear the judgment. We fear being kicked out of our little tribe, our connection with our partner or our family or our social circle. It's all tied back to this ego protecting us from a fear of death inevitably. But at the sort of more day-to-day level, it's just the fear of being abandoned by our friends or abandoned by our loved ones. And so we don't want that. So the ego protects us from doing the stuff that's really hard and feels like it will put all of that at risk. Okay, so this is the really hard stuff. And this is stuff that I want to invite you to practice, knowing that you're probably not going to talk to anyone about it, or you're probably not going to film it or record it because it's uncomfortable. It doesn't fit. It's hard. It's hard. I've been practicing doing this stuff for a long time, very intentionally, with books and education and psychotherapists and shamans and all sorts of things behind me. And it's still difficult to do and can be really challenging to get those words out. But it's the practice of it that slowly over time is mellowing me out as a person to be less attached, for my ego to be less attached to these ideas and stories that I've got about saying any of these things that I've just mentioned to you. And I was on the weekend with family and I was trying to understand why my grandparents' generation and all many of the generations before me were so secretive about their lives, in the sense that you weren't allowed to ask them anything. And they didn't talk about it. And it was so private. And I think we've got that culture where it's like anything that makes you look weak or pathetic or like you're not strong or that you're not right or that you've ever made a mistake in your life ever, hide it all. Hide everything. Never speak about it. And I say, let's break that. There's times where you've got to play chess. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes the people in front of you, they're not going to play ball. They're not playing the same game. They're not playing by the same rules. And sometimes self-preservation is a very good idea. And sometimes you have to actually crush people. And I say that as a man who's now got a little family that knows that sometimes your protector energy and the warrior needs to come out. I'm not talking about those times because I'm guessing that they're not as common as the times where we could just say, I love you. I'm proud of you. Hey, I need a bit of help. I don't want to be lonely while I'm doing this. I'm wrong. I got something wrong and I want to apologize what I did or the situation I created as a result of being super attached to being right. So that's what I wanted to bring to your attention. I want to encourage you to go practice it. I want to encourage you to do at least one of these this week. There's no doubt that you'll have a situation in the next few days that involve one of these things, unless you live under a rock and don't speak to any humans ever. And that's what we got. So if you're relating to this content or enjoying it in any way and you want to come find us, we're on YouTube, How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. We're on Instagram, The Real Weight Loss Coach. Got a website, mattylansdowne.com. We've got a bunch of different brands going on here that really need to all be put under one roof. But I hope you've enjoyed this episode. We've got plenty more, literally over 450 of them. So please scour through. There's lots of different personal development content related to emotional binge, overeating, diseases, health status, psychology, all of that stuff. So go deep. But most importantly, this week, do one of these tasks. Say one of these hard things. And I can guarantee it'll feel gross, but you'll evolve as a person. So between now and then, I'll chat to you soon. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast. Simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is. Loving what you're hearing? Make sure you're subscribed here on your favorite podcast app. Or there's even more waiting for you over on YouTube. On our channel, you'll get to see our fascinating guests demonstrate their techniques in real time. You'll see my animated explanation of complex health concepts made simple, plus all of those you had to be there moments that we mention in the show. The Coaching with Maddie episodes will be there too. We're also creating exclusive YouTube shorts, quick, powerful health tips you won't find anywhere else. And let's face it, if we're going to be doom scrolling, which we all do from time to time, you might as well make it worthwhile. Just search How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast on YouTube and hit subscribe to unlock the visual side of becoming a healthy friend of the show. Because sometimes you need to see it to believe it and also to achieve it. The direct link is in the show notes below. Come and join our YouTube community.